Dude, FSU beat Duke in basketball yesterday. That was awesome. Throwing it out there.
Sweet.
Shut it.
Good for them.
They were number one.
You're number
I
one,
think it
folks.
matters.
I am number one. I know, it's so stupid in college basketball. You're like, oh, we lost. Oh, well. College football, you're like depressed for a week. You're like, God damn it.
Well, you don't even play games that matter until March.
I know, that's what I'm saying is that's why, like, with the BCS and shit, kind of sucks, but at the same time, the regular season's basically playoffs. You lose
Yeah.
and. Anyways, that's for a different podcast.
Yeah, not this one, because this one is sponsored by GoDaddy.
What's that?
We're not doing that again.
GoDaddy. Oh, so good.
This week you get $5 off of every $30 you spend on GoDaddy, though, if you use the code
That's
PSANE5.
nice. It's
So
like 17.5% off. Excellent.
there you go. Our 17.5% off deal is use the code PSANE5 at GoDaddy.com. To episode 22 of the Perfectly Sane Show. I am your host, Chris Scott, and I am here today with the usual crew. Tony?
I'm just trying to figure out life that I'm no longer a Scorpio. How does that work?
I don't know. I'm staying Virgo. I don't give a shit.
Wait, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
You didn't hear about the horoscope thing?
All right. Hold on. Fozzie?
Yes?
And Jeff?
Hola? You speak a Spanish?
All right, yes. Tony, why don't you explain to Jeff why he's no longer what he used to be?
So this week, some astronomer went out and compared the actual like constellations in the universe with the spectrum that you get from astrologers. And number one, he has an additional constellation to add, so there's now 13.
Yeah, wasn't it like Ocho Cinco or something like that?
Something like that. And number two, the days are all wrong. Like, because, like, the Earth moves within its space in the universe, so its relation to, like, the constellations has changed since the astrologers threw everything together 2,000 years ago. So, yeah, you could be something else today. I know I'm over now. I'm confused.
Okay, everyone that is listening to this and including on this podcast, it only affects people that were born 2009 or later. It does not affect us.
No, it actually changes the dates for like a lot of other ones as well. Like,
yeah, it does. It changes the dates for them, but it doesn't affect anyone that was born pre 2009.
Okay, let's get this out. It doesn't affect anyone because...
because it's stupid.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about this, but still, so, it's current, it's hip, so it's got to be talked about.
Welcome to your astrology podcast.
You're trying to say astrology was bullshit all along?
Yeah. All I know is that... I would much rather be a Virgo than a fucking Libra. Libra's like the pussiest of all the fucking constellations and shit, so...
Which sounds like a dildo.
I know, exactly. I always wanted to be a Scorpio. I was hoping I was, but damn it. One day.
I was fine with being a Scorpio, but this just reminds me of how little I actually care.
I know. I don't know, yeah.
I don't know what my birthstone is anymore, though. I'm confused.
Oh, you think there's 13 of them now? Oh, shit.
I have no idea. I don't know how it works.
It's all well.
They fucked it up.
I don't know. Yeah, I have a shitty birthstone. It's that, like, I don't even know what the fuck. It's like light green. I can't think of what it's called.
I have that purple stone.
It's terrible.
But it's like $2 for like a pound of it, so it's like not precious at all. It's like the worst one there. It's like
it's like your mom's rate. It's almost right there.
Anyways,
all right. So let's get into what we've been up to for the last week. Tony, what have you been doing?
You guys were debating Just Cause 2 last week. I had actually gotten it from Gamefly the same day, nice. So I finally started playing that.
And guess who was right?
I'm with Jeff on this one. This game is a shit ton of fun.
I didn't say that it wasn't good. I just said it wasn't for me.
Backpedal.
It had me. There was one mission where
I fell off the cliff.
What?
Go ahead.
So you kidnap this guy in a limousine, but to do so, you like drive your motorcycle off a cliff.
Yeah.
You, like,
yeah.
Jump off the motorcycle and skydive down on top of the limo, and then drive it back to a safe house while all these guys are shooting at you. So much fun.
And you can totally just drive it straight down the hill if you can't stay on the road.
So well, you could, except that limousine like blows up or whatever.
No, it keeps going.
Does it?
That's the toughest fucking limo ever. I drove that all the way down the hill, bouncing off trees.
With no tires left? I love it. No tires blow out the game, and you can like drive around.
Kamikaze. It's awesome.
So are you going to finish it, Tony?
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm considering buying it. It's,
It's only like, what, it's got to be like $30 now, right?
Well, since it's Gamefly, I can keep it for $16.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a steal, dude. Yeah, oh, yeah. Keep that shit.
I might have to do that.
It's a possibility.
There you go. So, anything else?
That and a lot of Halo. I have almost all the achievements from the DLC now.
Nice.
Yeah. Working on getting up to Captain. I love Halo.
Halo loves you. I wish I could say that about my Halo. It's somewhere in, like, Argentina right now or something. Drinking, sipping margaritas on a fucking beachside.
Yeah, I keep trying to get you guys out there with me, especially Jeff, to show off his skills. I did manage to play a few games with him, though.
I think it would be a pretty good squad. The Perfectly Sane squad would be pretty legit.
We were doing all right.
Yeah, we had some skills. Then we lost Gigawatt, and then we sucked.
Well, then I got my connection like timed out or something. I got kicked from the match, and I was aggravated, so I left.
You were having all sorts of internet problems this week, weren't you?
Yeah, for the last month or so. But whatever.
Yeah, you guys left, and it was just me and C-Dots, who was playing for the first time ever.
Good old C-Dots, what an Xbox noob.
Nice to see he's finally, you know, moving over to where online games should be played.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. We finally dragged him into the light.
Fozzie, what have you been up to?
Honestly,
Halo, obviously.
No, not Halo, anything like that. Let me think. Not all that much, honestly. I've been kind of busy with work. This past week has been pretty hectic.
Wait, what? Who are you and what have you done with Fozzie?
I know, I'm kind of scared too, but...
Fozzie's been up to extracurricular activities. I don't think he wants to share yeah. with us.
No. I should not, yeah. That bad idea. Anyways.
This is Love Phones with Fozzie.
Anyways. Yeah, no, I just recently moved into an office and everything, so I'm starting to get legit and whatnot. But in terms of gaming... I have been playing, as always, my good old-fashioned FIFA. Oh my goodness, I can't get over it. FIFA's been fantastic. Play a bit more Metroid, but that's kind of, I don't know. I still feel dirty for playing my Wii. So I really do try and get into it, but the controller's just so ass backwards. It's just, I can't take it seriously. What's going on here? I'm just not a fan of it. Not happy. Bring out fucking Wii 2 or whatever they're going to do. But yeah, I'm just excited to play a little FIFA. I've been, you know, just playing some FIFA with my friends. They're all like sports gamer type friends. So if I ever play Xbox with them, it has to be a sports game. So it's been fun though. That's pretty much all I've been playing.
Cool. Jeff? Did you get your pre-order of?
Oh, Dragon Age. Yeah. I didn't even know if I want it. See, I will probably want it when it comes out, but I didn't really have the cash for it at the moment, so I just pre-ordered it anyways on Amazon so I could get the collector's edition, and worst comes to worst, I could just cancel that order, so it should be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully. If anything, I'll get a good game out of it.
I was wondering why, like, normally you can, like, pre-order games on Steam.
Yeah.
And it's not, I didn't see Dragon Age 2 up for pre-order there, so.
Maybe it's a different deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's funny. It's on Direct to Drive, I believe.
Oh.
It's weird.
Direct Drive. I've heard about that site.
Wonder if there's maybe some sort of special deal that's going to go down or some maybe sort exclusive, of exclusivity. Right? Yeah. Strange, though. Anyway, Jeff, what have you been up to?
I've been up to a whole bunch of movies for The Movie Dudes, hosted by Vagary TV.
Yeah. First episode of that. Should somewhere. We're not sure where it is.
Way to self-promote yourself, Dick.
That might be.
This is the perfect same podcast, and I have none of that going on here. None at all. Ban that man from this podcast right now.
I'm just editing your little rant out.
It's like
in fact, Fozzie has somehow mysteriously disappeared from this entire episode.
It's like a Men in Black scene where you're just like, bing, you heard nothing. None of this is being heard by anyone. Damn it. Anyways. Self-promoting ways.
But before I get on to like what games I've been playing, I did start watching The Social Network last night, and nice. I don't see what's so special about it. It seems okay. I've only watched like a half hour, but
why
did you just not watch all of it?
Because I was doing stuff.
All right, next time take 2.5 hours out of your time or however long.
I'm a busy boy. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Did you rent it from a Blockbuster?
Yeah.
I can't find it. Like, I wanted to get it off Xbox Live, and it's there, but you can only purchase it.
Don't purchase it.
So I hate that. They do that for, like, a month on some of these.
Well, then I went on to iTunes. I'm like, I know you can rent shit on there. You can only purchase it. I'm like, I don't want to buy this movie.
Blockbuster's like, yes, give me your money.
You don't have a Blockbuster?
I do, but it requires me to actually go there.
Yeah, who goes to Blockbuster these days?
Jeff.
That's why they have Netflix, damn it. Dude.
There's a super cute chick at my Blockbuster. I love going
there. Oh, that's not fair. You see, I don't have super cute chicks working there.
There are cute chicks everywhere. That's just...
She's nice. I like her.
You got a computer. You can find cute chicks anytime.
Of course she's nice. They're running out of business, so you have to slut their way up any way they can.
No, you can tell... Well, slut, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. She's a good manager. You can tell. Too bad she's at a place that's going to close down. But,
Her, she could work with you.
She could definitely night. Work with. We could work something out.
Work all night long. Oh yeah.
But games. A little bit of Halo Reach. I played with Tony. And that fell apart. And a lot of Need for Speed. I played Need for Speed the other night for like 5 hours straight, and I don't think I've done that with any game in years. Like I don't do that with RPGs.
Oh dude, yeah. Were you playing multiplayer?
No, I was just playing the single player. I was in the.
Oh
single
really? Player. Oh shit. Dude, I did that with a multiplayer one time. I like gained like 3 levels. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened? I like blacked out because I didn't even realize how long I was playing for.
Yeah, but you could get sucked into that.
You could get sucked in big time because it's definitely one of those games where it's like, just one more race because they're all like 2-3 minutes long. So
yeah, and you're always size. You're always getting new cars.
Oh, you get new cars every 2 races. And then it's always like, oh, you're only 300 away EXP points from a new car. You know you want to stay. And I'm like, oh, goddamn you, game. You know me too well. I'll stay for one more. And then you realize you're only 5,000 away from a new car. And you're like, crap. I might as well stay and just do 2 more races to get that other car. Exactly. Oh, it'll fuck you. It'll get you good.
And it's such like a mindless, exciting game. Like you just pop it in, start it up, and... You know, you're in the game. Like, you don't have to, like, remember what you're doing or anything. It's just pure action. I think that's it. That's all I've been playing.
All right. Played some games this past week. I jumped back into Black Ops for a little bit. Because one of my goals for this year is to actually prestige in that game. Because I've never prestiged in a Call of Duty game before.
Oh.
At the level progression in Black Ops seems ridiculously fast. So I was at level 9 when I started playing last weekend. And I played for about 4 hours and I reached level 20. And I wasn't good. Like, I was like running like a 0.5 kill death ratio. So, like, I was definitely not good.
It slows down when you get into the 20s and 30s, especially.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Makes me hate you a little. I'm playing through Reach and it's taken me like days to go up one level.
I know, man.
What,
all right. I'm warrant officer. Yeah. Second class.
Yeah, warrant yes. Warrant officer is the toughest rank to get through Halo. It requires the most amount of experience.
I'm 21,000 away from captain. I feel like I've been a warrant officer for my entire life.
Yeah, I stayed
as warrant officer. I can't shoot my legs.
Doesn't it require you to get like 60,000 at some point?
Yeah, the last one is a bitch. I'm like, all right, it's only been 33, and then it's like 66. You're like, fuck no!
When you get to captain, it drops back down to like 22. So, like, you just got to get over that hump. Once you get over that hump, you'll start to progress again.
Sweet.
True that.
At least to get to Lieutenant Colonel, because then I think it ramps up again to ridiculous levels. But
I will say this, though. I'm getting so many XP every match because I never quit, so my jackpots are always huge.
Yeah.
Jackpot. Is that what that's based off of?
Yeah, it's your the frequency you actually complete matches.
Oh.
I thought randomly, though, you'd get a bigger one. Not always.
Well, there's a random, like, component to that, but it frequently gives you higher ones when you complete matches more frequently.
Yeah, you have a higher chance of hitting, like, the big jackpots.
Like, I hit a 3,000 one yesterday.
Nice.
Which is just ridiculous. It's like, wow, here we go.
Like, how did I get 4,000 XP in one match?
That is fucking insane. I get, like, 200, 300.
Of course, I also had a plus 21 KD on that match. I was turning it up.
What sucks is, like, all those credits are good for really is buying stuff, and the stuff is so damn expensive, man. Yeah. Like, I want a black visor, and I want the goofy, like, yay song, like the confetti shit.
Yeah, it's like a million. Fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was black ridiculous. The black visor
is like 100,000 or 200,000. I just want to look like a badass, dude. Come on.
Really, is that all it is? I should get that. So I have
like
it.
A badass. There you go.
I think the only thing I bought is a helmet.
A helmet. Yeah, I think that's why I bought too. Like the blue visor, like one of the shittiest things. I was so excited. I was like, awesome. It's blue. Sweet.
So, yeah, aside from Black Ops, so I played some more Final Fantasy IX, but I'm not going to touch on that until I get closer to the end. And then I played a pair of games I hadn't played before. One, brand new, just came out this week. Atari sent me. It's called Venetica.
I saw that.
It's an action RPG. Kind of reminds me of Fable, if Fable was broken.
Fable is broken, so this is
if
more
Fable
broken.
Was more broken.
More, good, that's better.
It took me 2 hours to get through the first section of the game, because I had to restart it 3 times.
Wonderful.
First time was my fault. Played a half hour into it, and I died. And most games nowadays have, like, an autosave. This does not... So when I died, it was like, you are dead. I was like, alright, well, I want to continue. Can't continue. Alright, well, load the save. Can't load. Oh, I have to manually save. Okay, alright, fine. That was my fault, I should have checked. Played it again. Got through the first part. Getting really good at the first part. And got a little bit farther. Did, like, the first kind of puzzle mission and a bunch more quests. Got up to level 3 and died in a battle. I was like, all right, reload. I saved. Well, I hadn't saved close enough, so I lost a half hour of progress and had to restart back before one of the missions. Like, still my fault. I go down this ladder and a cutscene starts. Well, one of the guys in the cutscene's not there. Just not there. Like, he's having a conversation, but he's not there. So I'm like, all right, it's a little, maybe a little bug, whatever. Continued on, and you're supposed to have a conversation with two guys. They're not there. And your character just stands there, kind of stuck in this animation, looking like she's staring at two people that aren't there. You can't move her. I'm like, oh, what the hell? Reloaded it. Same thing happened. Reloaded it again. Shut the system off completely. Like, maybe it was a cache issue. Wiped that clean. Came back. Still nothing. Like, oh, God. Restarted.
You got a persistent bug.
Yeah, so I just restarted it. I'm like, all right, let's go. So, finally, like, got it to work. Now I'm about, you know, about an hour into it, but very, very buggy. Camera's kind of wonky. Kind of looks like a game that came out 2 or 3 years ago.
You really make me want to play it. Like, I want to throw down with it right now.
I saw the box for it. I'm like, ah, Bayonetta ripoff. But I guess it's an RPG, you said?
Yeah, it's an RPG. It takes place, like, in, you know, I don't know, like, I don't even know what time error, like, the Fable time error. Like, it takes place on Earth, like, because you go to Venice at some point. And the main concept of the game is this girl, Scarlet, she's the main character, is the daughter of death. So she has, like, these... She has the ability to overcome death once, I guess.
Who did death fuck?
I don't know. Like, she asks about her parents, and, like, her, like, grandmother,
that's gotta be awkward.
Overseer person is like, I can't tell you that. You don't want to know anyway.
Well, he would probably fuck life, right? Like, death would fuck life.
I guess.
Sure.
What?
It's an awkward union.
Never mind.
I don't know. It's not good, but... I'm enjoying it when it works. I'm enjoying it enough that I'm going to continue playing it. So expect that review up on Vagary maybe next week. We'll see. Mass Effect 2 comes out on the PS3 next week, as does Little Big Planet 2. So I have a feeling that they're going to pull me away a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And the other game I've been playing came from Gamefly. I think it's 2 or 3 years old now, but it's Saw.
Oh, God. Oh, no. That's terrible. I played that.
I actually like it, though. I played it in pitch black darkness in my living room. And it's basically quick time events. The combat's awful, but
yes.
I kind of like the story like behind it. Like, you're playing Danny Glover's character from the first movie.
Were you?
He looks nothing like Danny Glover. He looks like a really thin, younger version of Danny Glover.
He's black?
Yeah, yeah, he's black.
He's black?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No. Funny thing, like, I went on to Giant Bomb to, like, you know, get a little more info on the game, and that's when I found out, like, it is Danny Glover's character, because they don't really make that explicitly clear. They mentioned his character's name, but it's like, I don't remember Danny Glover's character's name. He's Danny Glover. he wasn't really all that important in the first movie anyway. So found out it was him, and I clicked on the character profile for him. And the description says, this is meant to be the character that Danny Glover played in Saw 1, except he looks oddly white. I'm like, he's not white. Like, he's not white on my screen. Maybe it's the way I have my color set.
Yeah, turn the dock.
Yeah. But I kind of like, you know, I like the traps. They're kind of cool looking, and it's kind of fun to run through this crazy asylum. It's the combat is terrible.
See, I checked that out from work. This is back when I had a standard def TV, right? So I remember looking white. And I remember, like, at first being like, oh, this isn't so bad, right? And then I had to fight an enemy. I'm like, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah, when you fight enemies, it's terrible. Like, I kind of like the puzzle solving in it. And I've actually had my head blown off once by a shotgun, and I've blown up by a bomb. And
But the thing is, I remember you had to use the map a little bit, and on a standard def TV, it's absolutely unreadable. It's just a bunch of red fucking marks all over a map. And I'm like, I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what this mark means. I couldn't read any of it. So I was like, I'm done with this. This is going back to the store.
Yeah, I could see, like, because a lot of the text, even the text on it, is kind of small. And I have a big TV. So if you were having problems...
Yeah, with a standard def, yeah.
You probably couldn't read the text at all. the game does...
I hate that in games when they do that shit, dude.
The game shits out achievements, though. I only played for about an hour, and it gave me, I think, 11 achievements for 160 points.
Maple, you are the standard of whoreness. Well, actually,
no, your mom is the standard of whoreness.
No, Napo, we're not going to bring that into the thing. Don't you ever.
But
don't I ever. I go there, like, daily.
Yeah, you pretty much do.
Times.
Yeah, indeed.
Wait. What can I say? Your mom is open for business.
So. No. Damn it. So, anyways, get back to what you're saying.
As a fan of Saw, I like it. I'll see if I like it more as I play it more. Cause I've only played it for about an hour. I'm only up to freeing the first victim, who happens to be Amanda from the series. If you've ever watched it, she was Jigsaw's apprentice. So it's kind of cool. Like, you see her, she's in this trap that she can legitimately, you know, die from. But if you've watched the movies, you know that she, like, lives through the third movie at least, so...
And then she gets killed by douchebag, right?
Actually, she gets killed by the guy in the third movie.
Oh, I thought she got killed by douchebag McGee, the fucking cop.
Well, maybe she does. She gets killed in the third movie. Because she's in that room with the other doctor. And,
I don't know. This whole series is like a soap opera. It's so fucking confusing.
I mean, there's seven movies, and they stop making sense after two, so...
Heyo!
So yeah, that's what I've been up to. I downloaded Devil, the M. Night Shyamalan
produced
and written horror movie that takes place in an elevator.
Really?
But,
I've heard it's good, but I'm not really into those type of crazy movies.
He wrote it, but did not direct it?
He didn't direct it, so that's why I'm kind of interested in it, because...
I had no idea of this movie's existence. I must see it now.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch that later. So yeah, that's about it. Take a quick break, and when we come back... Tony has decided to change up the format this week.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're going to do our most anticipated games of 2011. So we're back. Vigory is giving out a Kinect. I don't know if it's this month or something. And there's a scavenger hunt going on. So we're going to give you a word. And that word is gotta. And if you listen to the noobs next week, they'll give you a word as well, and get all the words and send them in, and maybe win a Kinect, I think. Not sure.
Gotta have it.
Good one.
And there, Tony's giving you it all. Just send that in, see if you win.
Hey, you never know. Maybe that's it. Right,
it could
there.
Be. Yeah.
It probably is.
So, sorry, Ryan. I'm sorry.
So
you blew it.
You could have been a cop, but you blew it. That's a great movie, by the way.
What's
Copland?
Oh,
you had a chance to be a cop, but you blew it. And Robert De Niro sitting there eating a fucking turkey sandwich or something.
All right, let's jump into our most anticipated games of 2011. So, who wants to kick it off?
Kick it off!
I think Napo was raising his hand, I believe I saw over there.
I think we have to preface this with any list of anticipated games of 2011 is going to be horribly, horribly wrong. Because half of the games out of it are going to get delayed anyway.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm looking at the list of games that I really, really want, and I know my top two, I'm expecting both of them to get delayed. So,
well, and there's also the fact that there's games we don't know about yet. I mean, right. Every year it's like the ship creeps up, ship pops up.
Yeah, no.
Like, there are a bunch of random rumors about, like, a 10th anniversary Halo and that kind of thing. I mean, we just don't know anything about it.
That would just be, like, orgasmic right there.
Except
right.
It won't be Bungie, so fuck.
Well, I mean, it would...
Yeah, it would. Maybe. I don't know.
Nah, I
if
don't
they think... just... If they, like, redid the graphics and everything...
That's just... It was... It would be an update of the original for 2011.
Oh, well, I'm all over that.
Yeah. I totally take that, but, I don't know, I guess I'll go with my number five most anticipated game of 2011 is Batman Arkham City.
Oh, I forgot about that completely.
I loved the first game. Like, everything they did with the freeform combat and sneaking through the shadows and, like, hanging upside down and taking people out. Awesome. I have never felt so much like Batman in a game. And this one is supposed to have, like, an even larger area to roam around in and I don't know, I'm excited.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'll talk about one. There's this game called Lost in Shadow that's come out for the Wii, and it's kind of like a platform game. I guess you're a shadow.
I think this game is out already. I've seen reviews
for it. Is
it?
Yeah, it is. I almost checked it out tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, shit. Anyways, well, it's still an anticipated game of mine for 2011. I just got to check it out then. It looks cool, though. I mean, it looks interesting. I haven't seen any reviews for it, so maybe I'll check that out.
Guy below me checked it out at work. He said, he's like, it's all right. He's like, I wouldn't buy it. But what? I heard it's really, like, pretty long for, like, a platformer.
True.
Jeff, you got one?
I have plenty. I mean... More than five, definitely. But I'll throw a weird one out there. No one's interested in Duke Nukem Forever.
No.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind interested, but I don't know how like excited. I'm not going to like pre-order it or something.
I'm not anticipating it as a buy. I just want to play it. I want to see how it turns out and shit. I'm sure it'll be like so-so at best, but.
Yeah, any game that stays in development for a decade.
Yeah,
it's gonna have some major issues with, like timeline stuff, like stuff that gets better over time in the game industry as a whole, like things that have been improved and ideas that people have come up with. So all the ideas, like for the basic game, are probably gonna end up being a decade old.
Yeah, but I mean, I play old games too, and even though first person shooters age like poorly, I played the original Duke Nukem like a year or two ago, and I had a blast. So whatever.
Yeah, but they always end up looking choppy, like too human.
That game was a piece of shit.
So. Exactly, and it has a similar like development cycle. Like I hope it's good for Gearbox's sake, but I have no faith.
I have no faith either. I'm just anticipating playing it. And, I'm going to try to sneak a couple in here at a time. Batman, for sure. I'm with you on that, for sure.
Do you want to sneak another one in, Jeff?
Sure, Fight Night. Fight Night Champions.
Yes, I agree with him on that one, for sure.
I'm not even a boxing game fan, but I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to look at the trailer yet. It looks so cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty crazy.
There's always one game out there that's a sports game that kind of like almost anyone could play. And I think that for this year is probably 2K, NBA 2K11. And I think that for next year it's going to be this Fight Night game because it looks like it's going to have a really good story behind it too. So I'm really excited to see how it's going to come out.
I just got to remind you guys, we are living in 2011 now. We have switched years.
It's 2011 now.
It is the present.
What'd I say?
We keep doing it over and over. Like,
I know.
I can't even
believe it's like 2011. Holy shit!
It's all right. I keep writing all the dates down as 11 slash. Like, so I think we're November 2011 already.
That's awesome.
Damn it! No. Oh, we'd be so much closer to some of these games. Yes. Never mind. It'd be awesome.
All right, so I don't have like a legitimate top five here, but one of the ones on my list is Bulletstorm.
Yeah.
The new Epic shooter. It's not developed by Epic Internal. It's by one of the studios that they bought. People Can Fly. The game looks batshit insane. It looks like it's going to be a kind of like a high score running game. Because all the levels are based on score, so you get points for every kill you do and the style that you do them in. So, from everything I've heard, they're going to have like an auto log type feature, kind of like in Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Sweet.
Where
I like that auto log.
Yeah, like this person beat your score on this level, and so you
add to it and shit.
So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And on top of that, the Xbox 360 version, if you pre-order it, you will get a beta key to Gears 3. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. I could see a lot of people. That's kind of like how Zone of Enders, the first one, was. If you bought it, you got a demo to Metal Gear Solid. And it basically just rode the coattail off of that.
Well, and I mean, that's mainly why Crackdown did so well.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was gonna say. I've been pushing that big time at work through that beta, and it's like I cannot get a reserve for my life lately. Like I'm getting threatened with my job, dude. They're like, you better get your reserve numbers up. I'm like, dude, you see me asking these fucking people? They do not fucking listen. People don't think more than one day into the future, you know? They're like, no, there's no games ever. I'm never going to buy another game again. Like, come on, dude, just $5 for not a fucking game.
Just do it!
What if someone backs out on that pre-order? Does that still count against you?
Yeah, it counts against you.
Oh, shit.
It's like, say if you had one pre-order for the week and someone comes in like, yeah, I had some money down on fucking Fable 1. You know, you're like, it's like, where did you come out of? Like, 2005, you just like fucking crawled
out. I got this, I threw $30 into for Virtual Boy. I wonder if you still got out
Like, you son of a bitch. Like, I'll find that fucking thing for you. You can buy it. Just hold on, you know?
If I ever cancel a pre-order, I go to the douchey guy at the counter. Like, I'm waiting until he's right there, and like, yeah, I need to cancel a pre-order.
And that happens, whatever. I mean, you know, but I cannot get a reserve for my life lately, and like, my boss is just, you know, she's getting pressure from above, and she's putting it on me, and I'm like, dude. She's like, you need to be more salesman-y. I'm like, you know what? I'm not a fucking douchebag. I don't have to be a douchebag to get my numbers. I've gotten them fine. You know, don't get on me because I had a bad fucking week, man. Go fuck your... I hate that place, God damn it.
Great. Tony, so...
All right, Dragon Age 2. I loved the first game. Great environments, like some great storytelling. It really, really pulled me in. The gameplay, very meh. But it looks like they've gotten more of an action RPG-ish type gameplay for the next one. So I'm kind of excited to see what's going on there. I'm getting on the 360. I got the Signature Edition all pre-ordered and all that. So I'm all over that game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Did you play Dragon Age?
I played it as much as I could stomach it. And I'm like, I don't like this at all. Like... I'd rather just play Mass Effect. I mean, the combat sucked, and then you had conversations, which were like a little more in-depth than Mass Effect, but I'd still rather play Mass Effect.
Well, it was the old-school style conversation system, right?
Yeah.
It was more akin to, like, Baldur's Gate or, you know, Knights of the Old Republic, like the older-type BioWare games. It was more a classic BioWare. I think that's part of what got me about it, was that it was just so much like those games. And I mean, I have a full-on boner for those games. They were awesome.
Bonerific.
Now you guys played it on the 360, right?
Yeah.
Did you have complete party control?
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah.
You can switch to anybody at any time.
Could you pause and key up, you know, your party's movements, like? Say you wanted Morgan to go fight over here, and you wanted, you know, Alistair to go fight over here. Like, you could set it up that way.
Oh yeah, you could. I mean, it was a little awkward.
Okay.
I don't think I did it that often either. I let the AI take over for me. I think I actually my character was a tank, and I spent most of the time as one of the casters in the back because that had more of an effect on the battle as a whole. So my poor dude got ignored the whole time.
It's that sucks. I mean, I played about 17 hours of it on my PC, and did you have camera control? Like, could you zoom back and rotate and
I don't remember.
Move the battlefield. Like, that's what I liked about it on the PC was I could zoom back, overview of the battlefield, and kind of, like, tactically assess with it in the pause mode. But, Dragon Age 2, from what I've seen, looks like it is taking more of an action RPG approach. And, like, I don't know how that's going to work with my PC.
From what I've heard, it's different on the two systems. Like, okay. they made them more console specific, because when in Dragon Age they tried to make it friendlier for both, it kind of made it less friendly for each one.
Got ya.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping it gets more the Mass Effect to Mass Effect 2 treatment, where there's a shit ton of improvement. Yeah, I'm excited. It looks great from what I've seen so far.
Yeah. So, Fozzy?
Sir?
Next?
Next. Oh, man. Can anticipate I do a pass? Fozzy.
Yeah, sure.
No. Jeff? Fozzy is anticipating L.A. Noire.
I'm anticipating a little Big Planet.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the first one. I just... I thought it was fun as hell just, being able to just check out other people's levels and everything. It's really a fun game that you can play with any of your friends, really. And I know that you guys have definitely a problem with that Sackboy physics, right?
Only one of us.
Tony?
I detest it. I will play this game eventually, but I'm not going to pay full price for a game where I don't like the platforming.
And it's that just makes sense. I mean, if you don't like it, why would you want to pay $60 for it? Like, that's just right. Stupid.
I'm all over that, Fozzy.
Yeah,
we got to all play together. Like,
oh, gonna... dude, for sure, absolutely.
Jeff.
Well, we'll throw my little Big Planet 2 out there. I just basically did. What about? I don't know about you guys. I've never played Twisted Metal, but the new one looks amazing.
Sure.
Take that as a no.
I did play that, and it does bring you back the roots, of that old school Twisted Metal 2 and 3 and shit, and I don't know. I guess it's lost its luster a bit. It's been a while.
It looks way different than the old ones, though, man. It looks like a blast. Like, I never played the old ones, but I know how they looked, like, when you were playing them. This looks, like, fucking cool, man.
Dude, this is just like it. What are you talking about? What made it look different for you?
I don't know. Oh, what's this?
You don't know.
Don't make me get all specific here, okay?
Oh, yeah, don't you dare. Okay.
All I know is I saw what they showed off at E3, which was, like, this awesome mode where you had to, like, blow up the other person's float, and you had to do it by launching a nuke. And
yeah, I saw that.
It's, like,
yeah.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, that does look pretty cool. I do remember that. But, I mean, I tried the multiplayer. That's one aspect, but they also have a different one where it's just, like, straight demolition derby like the old days, you know? It's just you have a health bar, and you have to fuck each other over with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that shit would be fun too. But I never played any of the old ones. But this looks good, and I think I'm maybe like somewhat biased towards it because even though I've never played any of his games, I follow Dave Jaffe. Like, I watch his blogs and his vlogs and shit. Like, he's a fucking entertaining guy to listen to. So I don't know. I root for him.
Yeah.
Can I throw?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, I agree.
Keep it going, Jeff.
I'm sure we'll have some overlap on this one, too. It's Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Oh
yeah. That's my number one.
Now you've got me all excited in the pants, Jeffrey. You've got me really excited.
But how can you get excited for that game, Foz? You hate Fallout.
No. Oh, dude. Elder Scrolls 3 does it for me. That's my favorite game of this generation.
You mean Elder Scrolls 4?
Yes. What'd I say?
Elder Scrolls 3. Morrowind.
We'll skip
Morrowind on. Was also awesome. We won't take anything away
Oblivion, from that. Oblivion was like the first Xbox 360 game that got me hooked onto the Xbox.
I didn't like Oblivion. Oblivion, but I love Fallout. But the thing is, RPGs have kind of grown on me over the years, so I imagine myself just wasting half of my life.
Yeah. This. Oh, it was definitely probably one of my first Western RPGs I ever played in. I mean, the graphics are terrible. They do not stand the test of time whatsoever. I mean, the neck, like, looks, like, brownish, and then the guy's face is, like, white and shit. You're like, what the fuck is going on here? This is god-awful graphics, but Elder Scrolls 5, I mean, if it's anything like the fourth one, I hope they don't fix too much, because, I mean, that game was just fantastic.
I hope they fix some stuff.
Yeah, like the combat was boring as shit.
I hope they fix it so that
the combat was the best part.
Yeah,
of Elder Scrolls.
Oh yeah,
I just walked around and pressed the attack button.
Wait! Did you play first person or third person?
First person.
What kind of character did you play?
Yeah, I don't know what you did.
Dude, we're talking about, like, 2005. I don't remember what the fuck it did.
It was awesome. Like, I remember, like, you could duck behind your shield.
Yes.
And, like, if they hit you really hard, you would, like...
The shield, jump up or something. It was really cool. I really liked the arena mode for that. Yeah. And the difference between Fallout and this is that, like I said, Fallout really turns me off because it's so dark and, like, depressing. This game is vibrant. There's so many colors and... It just it really makes good use of, I think, the Xbox 360 graphics, or I think it will. So,
well, and this one's in a brand new engine, so
yeah, exactly. And I think that's great because the engine for the Air One pretty much sucks. So
buggy as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just hoping they, you know, with Fallout there was a very defined storyline that actually worked, like. I never felt compelled to do the storyline in Oblivion and ultimately lost interest in playing that game. So I'm hoping maybe the storyline in Skyrim is a little more prominent.
I feel like the storyline in Oblivion started off really slow. And if you didn't get into it immediately, because of the weird leveling system with the enemies, it got really hard to progress.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't feel like doing this anymore. And I stopped.
It had, like, a slider where you could just, like, make it super easy. That's all I did. I was just running around and whack people. But I remember the ending was, like, you were in, like, in hell or something. You were in some, like, wall of flames or some crazy shit, dude.
That wasn't the ending. You went to hell. You got the great sigil stone or something. And then your dude... the emperor's like illegitimate son or whatever fights.
Oh yeah, there's a dragon or something that comes to life or something, and then you gotta kill him.
It's been a long time.
It was cool though, because like you could choose how many of those hell things you want to close and whatnot, and in the end I think that determined like how many guys you had to fight at the end. I don't know. There was
some really weird epic battle that wasn't particularly epic.
It was cool, though. I mean, it was a fun game, I thought, overall. It was definitely one of the best games to come out on the Xbox at that time. So
I just thought it was funny that during the game they were talking up the battle, like, this is the battle to end all battles, and then you look, and there's, like, 20 guys on each side.
I know, it's like, really? This is it? But, yeah, I mean, I've been waiting for a sequel for this game for the past 3 years, so... I'm very, very excited for this. I mean, November is just going to be ridiculous for gaming-wise. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'm more all over Fallout with, like, another Fallout comes out, but whatever. It's an RPG. I'll have fun.
I don't care.
Where is Skyrim?
Skyrim is to the north of Cyrodiil.
Oh, my God. You dorkuses.
So, so it's like a more, like, mountainous type region.
Okay. It's a Nordic type.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. Well, my next one is Alice Madness Returns.
Oh.
I don't know if any of you played the original Alice on the PC.
See?
My ex rambled on about it all the time.
I love that game. It was, like, looking back on it, it probably wasn't as good as I remember it being. But I really enjoyed it. It took place, like, it was, Alice was like, you played hers, like, she was like 17 or so at the time. And after she got back from Wonderland the first time, she kind of went crazy and burned her house down and killed her family. And she was put in a mental institution. And
That's nice. She
ends up going back to Wonderland. And Wonderland's all sorts of fucked up. And it was an action platformer, so you moved around a lot and you kind of fought like the cards and stuff, and it was just a cool realization of that world. And I'm interested in how they're gonna bring it back.
Sounds kind of like Epic Mickey.
But yeah,
oh shit,
good.
Throw that out there. Yeah,
it's like all right. So, Tony,
I gotta throw Infamous 2 out there. I mean, the first game had its issues with, like, it was a little, your dude was pretty sticky, like, it was hard to jump from surface to surface. See, it was cool until you were trying to get, like, a blast shard in, like, a really awkward place, and you just couldn't get to it. Like, there was a ledge right above and a ledge right below, and you kept flying between the two ledges and couldn't get between them. And, the open world was a little bland.
Yeah, it was.
Compare it to, like, you know, games like Just Cause or Grand Theft Auto. But I had so much fun with that game. Like, I like the storyline. I like the action. A lot of fun. So I'm really looking forward to the sequel. And the sequel looks fantastic. You don't see many games based in, like, a New Orleans-type environment. Like, they all seem to be, like, New York or L.A. or, like, Washington, D.C. So to go to a place that's different and unique is interesting to me, and I want to see some of the things they do with his powers, like you're throwing like ice into the mix and that kind of thing. So I'm excited for it.
See, it's weird, like Infamous. I don't think I can really say a bad thing about it. Like as I'm playing it, I'm like, oh, this is pretty well done. But like nothing, I was never ever compelled to go back and play it. Like I got
well, nothing really stood out to it, I don't think.
But it was solid. Like you had the fun, like overworld, like action parts where you're like shooting basically, and then down in the sewers you're doing platforming, and it was.
I think. Well, yeah. But I think it has. Like, yeah. I think it just has a lot of potential to it. You know, I mean, Infamous 2 should probably. I mean, I think the story wasn't that well. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't great. It's not anything that I really remember too much of.
Did you play Prototype?
I love the comic book.
Prototype's garbage, dude.
Oh, Prototype.
Yeah.
I think Prototype makes my memories of Infamous.
Yeah, that's the thing about Infamous. It's kind of like, you know how sometimes like a cute chick will stand by an ugly chick to make it look hotter? Like that's kind of like how Infamous was. Like Prototype came out basically the same game, but like I mean it was so bad that I think it made Infamous that much better because people were like, this is such shit, you know, and it's just, and then you look at Infamous and you're like, wow, this is really good, and then it makes it look really, really good because you just looked at Prototype and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yep.
I went back and played Infamous for a little while, a couple months ago, and it was still really good, so.
Sure.
I don't know what you said, but I think it was a solid game.
Yeah, it was good.
Probably pretty fun for that too, somehow.
Infamous is solid. I hate when people come into my work and they're like, man, have you played Prototype? I'm like, yeah, that game's a piece of shit. They're like, I loved it, man. I'm like, that's why I stopped saying that now. I'm like, yeah.
Because you're an idiot.
God, that game's so bad. I hated it.
Fozzie, what do you got next?
I got... Have we talked about Dead Space yet?
No.
No.
Hey, why not? Man, this is a game that I know people are going to hate me for, but I have it still plastic, like, wrapped in my fucking, just sitting on my desk. You know, I should really get to it, especially because the second one comes out in 11 days. So, Well, or whenever this podcast comes out, 10
close
days.
enough.
Yeah, close enough. Anyways, so I've heard a lot of good things about it, and people are mind blown by the demo. I still haven't played the demo yet. Have you guys?
Yes.
I have not.
Okay, Jeff, what do you think about it?
It was like Dead Space 1.
Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, Dead Space 1 I love. I think it's a great game. I got to slow down on buying games, and it's for me, more bang for my buck is Little Big Planet 2, so I'm not going to buy the second one.
I'm thinking that Dead Space will be a game that maybe, because, I mean, when you think about, like, the summertime and whatnot, those, I mean, there's, it's dead, and that's when I usually pick up on the games that I missed out early on.
Yeah, that's when I'll get Dead Space 2, is when it's, like, 30, 20 bucks.
Exactly, so. Yeah, Dead Space 2 looks amazing. I've heard great things about it, but again, I'll probably want to at least beat the first one before I can even get, you know, excited for the second one, so.
No, beat the first one. It's really good, man.
Yeah, I've heard, so.
And it's, I mean, it's very, this, you know, the series is very much story focused, so you want to know the backstory and everything on it.
Yeah, I'll probably get into it, you know, later on tonight.
I heard the one that's on the Wii is pretty good.
It's decent. It's like an on-rail shooter, but man, it's like impressive graphically for a Wii game.
Yeah.
And do you guys care at all about the multiplayer?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't see it working, so.
Alright. Jeff, what do you got next?
This is one we talked about last week. It's called Lord of the Rings, War in the North. And it's like a action RPG from Snowblind Studios, who did Champions of Norrath. I was asking Rich George about it last time. Like, does it have the overhead view? I'm like, am I going to be playing like Champions or Baldur's Gate? And he's like, I have no freaking idea. So I was like looking around on YouTube. I found some videos of it, and it looks like it's like a normal third-person camera angle, which is very, very, very disappointing to me. But at the same time, I mean, if it's fun, I'm not a big Lord of the Rings fan. I don't really care, but if it's fun, I'm definitely interested in this game.
Yeah, I
thought it was an MMORPG. It's not?
No, it's an action RPG.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, Jeff, though. Hearing at the top, the overhead perspective might not be in it is kind of sad, because that's the best way to play that game is, like, you know, you get, like, 2-3 buddies in your house with you, or like around the TV with you. And I mean, playing it online is fine too, but you know, with them in the room, it's just such a better experience.
Like those games on the last generation, I played through the first Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance so many times, and I love it. Like I want something like that. I would play with you guys online. It would be fun. And
that would
I hope
be
Lord
fun.
Of the Rings comes close to that, even though it looks pretty different. It's Snowblind Studios. I'm holding out hope, guys. I don't know.
Good man. All right, sweet. So, get excited. That sounds like a pretty cool idea. I haven't really heard too much about that game, so I'll definitely look forward to it.
Yeah, there's videos of it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Let's see. What else do I got? I'm not a very big fighting fan, but I've always enjoyed the Marvel vs. Capcom because I always thought they had the best roster in it. So I know that any fighting fans out there are going to be hella stoked. One of my roommates from back in the day was a huge Marvel vs. Capcom. And when you play with someone like that, it's just not even fun for the air guy because he knows all the specials. So like immediately it's like 3, 2, 1, fight. Automatically the
back you into the
black.
Corner.
Yeah, it goes, like, black, you're like, oh, well, I'm already fucked, and, like, your guy's, like, down to a quarter of his life already, and you can't even switch him out because the guy's still, like, juggling you and shit. I mean, like, guys like that just don't make these games fun whatsoever, but I do like to button mash and get that occasional win every time and shove it down his throat, you know, but it's, it's just good-natured fun, you know.
Did you pre-order the collector's edition
for that game?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. If you can't, well, GameStop cut it off like 2 days ago. But if you can get it off of Amazon or something, do it because it's only $10 more, and you get Jill Valentine and some other dude extra. and sure. you know, steel case, you know, your usual collector's edition shit, but $10 yeah. more, two extra characters. That's the main.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And you get a month of Marvel comics online, like that you could read like their comics digitally for free for a month.
That's pretty cool.
Tight.
So if you're getting it, try to get the collector's.
So, I have a few more on my list here, which actually just grew a little bit as I've been looking through the release dates. But a Homefront, I don't know if you guys know a whole lot about that. It's written by the guy who wrote Red Dawn.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about, like, you know, I believe it's North Korea invading the U.S., except it's not, they've actually already invaded and they're occupying us, and you play as, you know, the resistance on the home front. So
someone did a preview for that game and they were really fascinated by it. Like, they said that in other games they didn't really feel much to it, but this game apparently, you know, they're like beating down civilians and shit, and you really feel like pumped and stuff to get into it. Probably because it's also like an invasion to the United States, so it's definitely something that, you know,
that was
hits
like the,
home a lot.
The level like that in Modern Warfare 2, or like the last half of the game.
Yeah, yeah, where you have to shoot down people.
Yeah, like that.
I had no problem with it. It was kind of surreal. It was like, it was, again, it's another one of those like moral decisions where you're like, holy shit, I'm fucking these
people.
No,
I mean, when they attacked the U.S. at the end of Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, it's
like,
yeah, they did.
Suburbs and shit.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. I think, like, I actually, when I was over at Hook Gamers, I actually participated in an interview with the community manager for, can't think of the developer, but whoever's
THQ.
Making
THQ.
Yeah, THQ's publishing. It's some smaller developers actually developing it, but I actually had a chat with the community manager for them and asked him a few questions, and you don't play as a soldier in this, like you actually play like
a freedom fighter or something.
Freedom fighters, the game is shit.
Somebody, you're not military trained, like you know how to use a gun, and at least that's what the original premise of it was. So.
So you're like a fucking straight up patriot, like back in like the Revolutionary War. Hey,
you're like, you're basically, you're like a guerrilla revolutionary. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, it could be interesting to take, you know, that concept of warfare and put it on our soil, you know, where we're familiar with it, and see how it works. And yeah, those were some of the best levels of Modern Warfare 2, though, were the ones where, you know, the Wolverines level, which was definitely a throwback to Red Dawn.
Defending Burger Town.
Yeah.
Burger Town. Whole part, like.
And then the level where you're trying to get to the White House, and then actually in the White House, I thought that was pretty cool. So
it had some pretty sweet scenes in it.
I have very little hope for Homefront being good, I gotta say.
Really?
You know what?
They're starting to promote it now, and they are not giving any of the gaming press hands on with the game. They're just tossing video after video out there.
That is,
and like doing lots of dev interviews. It's signs point to it not being particularly good.
You know, it could be like, remember someone was asking us this year's Darksiders or like Arkham Asylum. It could be. You don't know, but.
I think it's this year's prototype. That's what I'm going for.
It at least looks better than prototype.
Brutal,
like prototype had, like, aside from its gameplay issues, it looked like garbage, and the story is terrible. I'm holding out a little more hope for the story, and it doesn't look like garbage. So the gameplay might suck. It might be very generic, you know. Medal of Honor type.
I just don't recall seeing any videos of actual gameplay. It was all like cutscenes and and like level maps and that kind of thing. I haven't seen a whole lot of action, in-game action video.
Got ya. Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping it turns out good. So, Tony, what do you give us another one on of yours?
Have you guys talked about Mass Effect 3 yet? Because I think that needs to happen now.
That's near the top of my list, buddy.
We're here way up there.
Mass Effect 3. I am convinced this game isn't coming out this year.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they delayed the last one a couple times. It ended up...
You think it'll just be like early next 2012? Like,
yeah, I think it'll be in the first half of 2012. But
yeah, I could deal with that. I got so
I'm holding out hope that BioWare can put it together. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
If it doesn't come out, we have Elder Scrolls, but yeah, I kind of doubt it too.
I'd like it to come out, but yeah, I'm kind of with you guys. I don't actually see it coming out. Oops. What are you guys actually looking for in Mass Effect 3, though?
Looking for a little bit better of a story. I think that it will be because we'll probably get like a bad guy, like actual bad guy. In the second one, you don't really have a final boss. It's kind of lame in that aspect.
Oh, there's a final boss. It just happens to be Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator.
Exactly.
The T-3000.
It made no sense. It's like all of a sudden this guy came out of nowhere. And I think besides that, I think that what they should do is I did like mining for planets, but you should be able to, like, once you mine something, you can just like put a drill in there and you just get resources coming in like to you, like, instead of gaining 3,000 minerals, you get like 500 minerals every hour you play or something like Fable 3.
I want the Mako back. Fuck that.
No, dude, the Mako sucked. You're weird.
Well, yeah, we'll make it good.
Make it good?
I want more exploration.
If they give the Mako the Warthog like controls like for Halo, I think it'd be much better. But
yeah, that's it. That's all you have to do.
But the controls were ass backwards, dude.
Now I wonder how much of this is actually going to take place on Earth, because you know that
it showed in the trailer. It showed fucking England getting fucked up, and that's going to be sweet. It'll be cool to go back to Earth for a little bit. So I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping that's what it is though, a little bit, not for the majority of the game.
I mean, there should be a. Man, there's so much stuff that they can do, like, going from here. There's so many things that could happen. So, that's got to be my top two most anticipated games besides Elder Scrolls. So,
I want it to be just like Gears. Then I'll be happy.
What?
The gameplay.
No, I was kidding.
I would like, you know, I mean, they got the shooting down pretty well.
Yeah, I think it's phenomenal compared to the first one. The first one was god awful.
I want more exploration and more side quests. Like, I want it to be like a full blown open RPG, which I highly doubt is going to happen. But
yeah, we'll see about that. Fozzie, you got anything else?
I got plenty else. I got
knock them out.
All right, I got Killzone 3 coming up your ass.
Ow.
You're not excited? Oh, you said ow. I think you said out. I was like, okay. I mean, the second one was really good, and I played a little bit of it at E3, the demo for the third one, and there's just these little things that they did to it, and it just makes it so much better. You don't need to hold down L1 when you're trying to crouch the whole time, and all the annoying things about the second game, besides Rico, seems to have disappeared. So you still have Rico.
Rico.
Riku.
The Final Fantasy character.
Right. That would just be as annoying, but you still have his ass. So. It looks sweet, though. They just came out with a new trailer for it, too, showing some of the bad guys, and the story looks fantastic.
Is that February?
Yeah, late February, like February 25th or something. Besides that...
February 22nd.
Okay, there you go. Besides that, you have a new Fear coming out this year.
Sorry.
Okay. What?
I don't think Jeff's a fan.
No.
Right, being all over it.
Okay, that's nice. Anyways, I like them, so fuck you, Jeff. Besides that, we got Crysis 2 coming out as well. Finally on the consoles. I don't know how that's going to turn out, but we'll see. So that just means that if you get on the PC, it'll be in there like 3 or 4 years before.
Have they shown it on the console yet?
I don't know.
So I don't believe I've seen anything for the console. Like they keep talking about it, but everything they've shown has been on the PC so far. I'm kind of worried about that.
It looks phenomenal. I'm excited to put my computer to the test because so far I could pretty much play everything out there. So I don't think I'll be able to play Crysis 2. I mean, it will like medium settings, but definitely not.
Yeah,
like
can you go get Crysis 1 and play it on the highest settings?
I can play on the highest settings for Crysis 1, but it is a little laggy. I can play it on I can't play on very high settings, but I can play on high settings and it works fine. So, I mean, it still looks amazing. That game is ridiculous, dude. I mean, it looks so good for like 2008, whenever it came out, 2007. What else do we have? We have Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
Yeah, a little worried about that game, too.
Yeah, that game is something that just should have came out like 5 years ago, but didn't, so who knows. You guys talked about L.A. Noire as well.
I think we briefly mentioned it. It is on. We figured it was going to be on your list.
I still think it has the best facial animations. I don't care what you guys think, but
I'm going to play it regardless of, you know, facial animations or not.
Portal 2 is also coming out. I don't know how much it's going to cost, though. Is it going to be a full $60 game?
I would hope not.
I hope not either. That would not be cool. Let's see what else we got. Mortal Kombat, like, they're rebooting it and stuff, and I hear it's supposed to be really good this time around. Like, it's going to just, like, go back to the old school, like, 2D type format, so.
Kind of like they did with Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, exactly. So, God, there's so many games coming out, dude. I can just keep naming them. You got fucking New Red Faction coming out. Let's see what else we got here. Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMORPG from PC is coming out.
I'm wondering if that's actually going to release this year either.
Yeah, again, that could be a game that might not. Resistance 3, I'm sure, will release this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Max Payne 3.
And Max Payne 3 is one that I'm looking forward to.
Did we even mention Uncharted 3 yet?
Nope. No Uncharted 3.
The list goes on and on. There's so many games out there. I mean, Last Guardian, like, Rage is supposed to come out, but I think that's a game that's coming out in 2012, too.
You guys mentioned L.A. Noire?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just going down through really fast. So, I mean, fuck, dude. I mean, there is something for every gamer out there. I don't care who you are. You are going to find something that you are going to love.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great year for gaming. I'm so excited. There's so many sequels that I guess I don't know if they're coming to an end, but they're getting to a point where they're near perfect in gameplay. I mean, it's fine tuned to a T, and the stories are getting really good too. I mean, I'm excited. And a 3DS. I mean, we haven't even talked about the games coming out for that, you know. I mean,
crazy. I forgot about that completely.
Yeah. So it's gonna be pretty nuts.
I got about three more games on my list here. Torchlight 2.
Yes, with the multiplayer, it will be epic.
If they put it on Xbox Live, I'm all over that.
They probably will, but probably won't be for a bit. Like, it'll launch PlayStation. It'll launch on the PC first, and probably sit there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the first Torchlight, so looking forward to that. Diablo 3 is not going to come out this year, I'm pretty sure. So, but
Diablo, yes.
Gears of War 3. I really enjoyed the first two, so obviously the third one. I'm looking forward to that by quite a large margin.
You think Metal Gear Solid Rising come out this? I think that's going to be a next year title too.
You think it's going to get pushed again?
Yeah, I think so.
You're probably right. And I don't see that hanging around this year. And there's already so many things. You mentioned Rage, which is kind of cool. So,
isn't there a new Resident Evil coming out too? I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah, there's a ton of other games. Jeff, you got anything else you wanted to add in?
Well, you guys touched on Rage, which I'm interested to see what they're up to. Like, they got a lot of positive shit at E3, and I don't know, they haven't done a game since, what, Doom 3?
What is that, 3D Realms? Is that who you're talking about?
It's id.
Or it,
3D Realms is gone.
Whoops. Yeah. Not keeping up to my...
They were the guys doing Duke Nukem, weren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like Rage, I mean, from what I've seen of it, didn't blow me away, but I put it near the top of my list because it could be awesome, you know? And also, my number one easily is Skyward Sword, Zelda.
No, that did not get mentioned by any of us.
We refuse to mention that shit on
there. I like to pretend that Nintendo doesn't exist.
Yeah. It makes sense.
I'll enjoy it, and you guys will, miss out. That's okay.
Sorry, Skyward Sword doesn't give me a Skyward Sword.
It does give me one. Well, it gives me like a Skyward Dagger, maybe not a sword. We'll see.
Just keep it in your pants, that's all.
Skyward Dagger.
That's what we should. There's your episode title right there, Skyward Dagger.
I love how we just pick them out from the fucking podcast now.
We kind of just ran.
I think we pretty much. Yeah, I think at that point, the past 5 minutes, we're just over talking about them all. We're fuck it.
This has made me realize, I had my little list here, but there's so many games I didn't even list, like Uncharted and like that you guys.
Yeah,
mentioned.
Did you guys talk about Uncharted 3 or LA Noire?
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah,
we didn't go in depth on them. If you want to talk
like
about them a little more,
so we powered through these motherfuckers.
Because like both you and Jeff were gone for a bit, so
yeah. So
those were like both ones. Those are both ones I didn't even have on my list. So it makes me realize there are like I didn't think there was much coming out this year, and then there is. There's a lot.
That's a ton.
If most of it comes out.
Yeah.
Plus, potentially funny. Max Payne 3, Red Faction Armageddon.
Yep.
Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3 is one that I'm really looking
forward
to.
Oh, I didn't know they're coming out with the third one already.
Battletoads for the Wii.
Not Bad Company 3, Fozzie. The actual Battlefield 3.
They
haven't had a Battlefield game in quite a while. Like a
I think it was 2006.
Yeah.
Damn.
Was the last one?
I mean, and since then, they released both Bad Companies and 1943 and what was it, Battlefield? Is it modern war, future war, or whatever? The slightly in the future one. I don't remember which one that one was, but so yeah, that there's other Battlefield games out there, but this is the true sequel to 2. We didn't really touch on Resistance 3 a whole lot. Anybody looking forward to that?
I sure. Still have the first two sitting in my drawer unplayed. So if I ever end up playing those, then I might be interested. Killzone 3, has anybody mentioned that?
Yeah, we did talk about it.
I am pumped for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's see. Kingdom of Amun Lur, Reckoning. I'm excited for that.
That's the
that is the guy. It's Kurt Schilling's
studio. Company, right?
Yeah.
Kurt Schilling.
I'm hoping it's similar to Elder Scrolls, but who knows?
You know what I thankfully didn't see on any of the release lists I looked through was a new Guitar Hero game.
Right.
There is going to be one.
I'm sure. I'm just thankfully I looked through and there was nothing on there, so.
I'm happy to hear you say that, because you were like a big fan of the music games for so long.
I still am. I really like them, but I mean, they would have to do something really special with a new Guitar Hero to beat out what Rock Band 3 did. Warriors of Rock was just kind of meh.
So. Yeah, I can see that.
Got Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Get excited for that.
Yeah, there's supposedly two Call of Duties coming out this year, right?
I see the one from the new studio, what is it, Sledgehammer?
Sledgehammer.
Is slated for 2012. So.
Good God, man.
Sledgehammer.
I'm done. I'm done with that series. I'm not even kidding. I'm not buying the next one. I don't give a fuck.
I'm waiting for them to release a bad one before I stop buying them.
Oh,
it's not that they're bad. It's just I played it. I've played it over and over, man.
I would actually like to see the third Modern Warfare game, like the actual sequel to Modern Warfare 2, though.
It's supposed to be a prequel, yeah. I believe.
See, I don't know if I want to play that. I want to play the game that actually ties up the storyline to Modern Warfare 2. Not that it's a great storyline, but I want to know what insane crap happens next.
Right.
I don't think I could buy that game anymore. It's a rental for me now.
It's fair enough. One last one that I guess two. Both are Wii titles. Both I'm not sure if they're coming out here in America. But the Mistwalker game, The Last Story.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that.
That's a Wii game, isn't it?
Yeah.
I might buy a Wii game.
Oh, shit.
It's possibly Sakaguchi's last game if it does not perform well. He said he would step down as a...
Well, maybe he should. What was the last one he did? Blue Dragon? Fucking blow me on that.
No,
did Lost Odyssey.
Which was awesome.
Yeah,
Lost Odyssey was good.
Blue Dragon, not so much, but I mean, but you can look at it, you look exactly what they did with those two games, with Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey. Lost Odyssey was definitely, you know, his Final Fantasy type game, whereas Blue Dragon was very much his Dragon Quest type game. So two different styles.
Yeah, that's true.
Blue Dragon just reminded me of like an old school RPG that I never played because I never played those games back then, and I don't know. I can't believe you guys are looking forward to that, but not fucking Skyward Sword, you bastard.
What?
I'm looking forward to The Last Story. And the other one is also a Wii game, Xenoblade by Monolith, another JRPG.
That's coming out on the Wii, and is that supposed to be a sequel?
It's a nothing for as far as I know. It's not related to Xenogears or Xenosaga in any way.
Oh.
Except for the Xeno name, and it's made by some of the same people.
Xenosaga.hack/infection/mutation/episode 5.
Now you're just.
Now the dot hack games are something completely different.
Dog hack games were awesome, dude. Back in the day.
I liked the first one. It was like it was an offline. It was basically...
Yeah, it was an offline MMO.
Yeah, which was kind of cool, but then, like, the second game was exactly the same, and so was the third one and the fourth one. But yeah, I like the first one of those, Foss. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. You guys had anything else you want to add in?
Game I want to toss out there, Far Cry 3, could potentially come out this year. I don't know if you guys played Far Cry 2.
I did, that shit was awesome.
It was a great game. It had one really serious flaw that killed it.
The combat, I thought.
I don't know about the combat. I like the combat, but the enemy respawn was ridiculous.
I just thought the graphics were pretty impressive on that game.
It was a beautiful game, but you could clear out an area, and then if you left and came back, all the enemies would come back in exactly the same place. Like, it was annoying. And you would have to fight through the same checkpoint like 20 times. It got ridiculous. I had to stop playing. But if they fix that, I mean, they have a lot to deal with to build on there. So I mean, I'm excited. I think that might be a day one buy, assuming it actually hits this year.
That's a game that's gotten exponentially better from the first one. So maybe the third one will be amazing.
Right. So, you guys got anything else?
We already talked about Last Guardian, right?
Did we bring up Rage?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. Everyone did, I think. Everyone's like looking forward to that.
I don't think anybody did bring up Last Guardian, though, Jeff.
I don't know much about it.
I did for a little bit, but we didn't really tackle it.
I'm not 100% sure that's coming out this year either.
Dude, that was supposed to come out last fall. Yeah, it's gotta come out this year. Here's the thing. Sony has to know that they have to do a better holiday than this year.
Yeah, it's going to come out. It'll come out like October, maybe December. I don't think November.
Yeah, they need it out there though, because right now they're really front loaded. And then Resistance hits early September. And I don't know if they have anything else after that.
I mean, Sony fucked up last holiday big time. They're the big loser last year, if you ask me. And they need something. I'm not saying Last Guardian is the thing.
What are you talking about?
They need as much out there as possible.
I think Last Guardian though is going to hit that same where it's a niche title. It's something that a lot of gamers are talking about, but. I don't think it's going to sell particularly well.
No.
Here's the thing. If I work for Sony, I'd tell those motherfuckers, you get that shit out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Last fall, get it done. I don't care. Get it done. You know?
It looks like they're supposed to have a Ratchet & Clank game towards the end of the year, too, so...
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I love the Ratchet & Clank game, so...
I just got Future in Time. I got it in the mail for free. It's on its way. Yeah.
They
He's
are
excited.
Good. You know what? I mean, you guys don't like racing titles, but Forza 4 are supposed to come out as well. So
you like racing titles? I don't like sim.
I think Napa just yawned. I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, you're not big on the sim racings.
Not at all.
I mean, what else did Marvel vs. Capcom 3? That's about to hit. Is that Tuesday?
That's February 15th.
Okay. Like, that's coming, too. There's a new Mortal Kombat game coming. I don't care about those either, but they're
April 6th.
Okay, freaking encyclopedia of release dates conversation.
He has to sit and see them in the store all day long.
Yeah, I know this shit. I mean, you know what? Mortal Kombat, too, if you guys are going to get that, that has two collector's editions. It has, like, it's like, where it's like the mid-level one and the top one. The top one, you get a fight stick with it, like an arcade stick. And you get, like, if you get even just the collectors, you get this sweet-ass pair of bookends. It's like Scorpion or Sub-Zero, like, smashing through a wall or something. It looks awesome.
Oh, that would be pretty sweet, because I do need them for my collection of books that I have.
But I will warn
them.
Are
they coloring books?
No, they're connected dots. I've,
You've progressed. Okay, good.
I have.
I will
now
warn
remember,
you guys, though,
A comes after B. I just want to throw that out there.
A comes after B? Oh,
that's
okay,
right.
Gotcha.
You're going to be going the wrong way,
baby. Hey, good one there, Cornell boy.
I will warn you guys, though. Like, I don't know if any of you got the Little Big Planet 2 Collector's Edition pre-ordered. It's garbage. It's like you get a Sackboy, which has been on the market that you could buy already.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap, too.
Yeah, and you get... these bookend things that look really cool in the picture, but they're, like, made out of cardboard. They're, like, it's fucking garbage, dude.
Yeah, I did not order that, so...
I like to get the game on release date and mock all the GameSpot people. Uh-oh, Jeff's not happy.
I... Fuck GameStop.
All right,
so... I think
we pretty much covered every like damn game that's coming out
that we know of.
Top 100. I mean, yeah, seriously.
There will be games that we'll be more excited about that we haven't even heard of yet.
Come on, have we mentioned MLB 11, the show, Max Payne 3, Red Faction,
we've mentioned the last two.
Tony, have you been drinking?
No, I was gone for a long time.
In fact, you mentioned,
Max Payne two of those. 3
and Red Faction before.
That's why...
Did I?
Yes.
Damn it!
Oh, man.
Oh, Tony.
It's alright. Cool. Yeah, so... lots of games coming out. But of course, if that Pac-Man Championship Edition DX 2 comes out.
Oh my god, get off.
It still won't be the fucking year.
Alright, so I believe we did have one question, right?
Yes, we have one question from Gigawatt Conduit.
As usual.
He asks, what is the game that you felt the need to hate for no real reason?
Dead or Alive Volleyball, whatever that game is called.
I think you have probably good reason for hating that.
Absolutely not. There's luscious, luscious women on there.
But it's an awful, awful game.
I don't know. What game I hated for no apparent reason? Wait. What was the question again? For no apparent reason?
Yeah, like, what's a game you felt the need to hate for no real reason?
I always have reasons, though, you know?
Like, people who hate Halo, for who play Call of Duty all the time, who just hate Halo.
Yeah, that's called irrational assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean...
I don't have that problem.
but they hate it
because they don't like it. They don't hate it out of spite, you think? I don't really hate games out of spite. Maybe if I don't like the developer, I know that some people are like that, especially, you know, like with the Activision games, you have to boycott
Call of Duty
and shit.
Evil.
And then the next year you'll find some other evil company. I mean, it's just, like, I don't know, just like everyone hating EA back in the day. But, I don't know, that's kind of a tough question. What game? Probably any Wii game. I'll just say that I have no rational, there's no reason why I should hate them, but I really just do, so I think I speak for everyone but Jeff.
I feel the same way when I play with my Wii. I feel like I'm disconnecting from the world and to go play some like fucking game with like a fucked up controller, like I feel the same way, but there's good games for it, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff, you lost me at when you play with your Wii, you disconnect from the world.
It feels like that. It feels like that, though, doesn't it? I mean, you feel like that's why I always go into Xbox first, because it's like I feel like I'm connecting with other people, even though I'm not doing shit with them. It's like, what's going on in Xbox Live? Who's playing what?
That's true. Sometimes I just turn on my Xbox. I'm not going to play anything, but I just turn it on to see what's going on.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on? What are people doing? Like, I wish Nintendo would please understand that one day. But
they're going to have to. I mean, they're going to have to come around.
I heard 3DS has friend codes, so... but I don't hate games for no reason. Here's one I hate irrationally, now that I think about it, is... music games, like Guitar Hero and Rock Band. There's nothing inherently wrong with them. I just hate the whole idea, and I hate the fact of like how they were pimped out for years for no reason.
And you're not good at them.
Well, yeah. I said, like, any game like where my girlfriend was way better than me, like that pissed me off. But like, you know, they drove that genre into the ground when I think it was a vital genre, but they just ruined it. And so anytime I see a new Guitar Hero Rock Band, I'm like, fuck that. Even though Rock Band 3, by all accounts, is amazing. It's just... I have an irrational hatred towards those games. I think my hatred towards, like, Fable and Assassin's Creed are, like, founded on reasons, right. I think.
Yeah. But
those are my games that I hate.
I don't know. There are games I will never play that I have no interest in playing. But as for hating them, like, I don't hate... GT5. I'll never play it. But...
Yeah, there's one. There's one. Definitely for me.
I don't know. I still stand by my hatred for Wii. All Wii titles.
I'm kind of like, you know, as Fozzie hates all Wii titles, I kind of really hate fighting games.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
But you see, that's just some work. Exactly. We're not good at fighting games, so we just hate
and
them.
I don't have the time
to
get good at them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have rational thinking for why we hate them.
No, that's but I mean, it's kind of like, I mean,
yeah.
Is it rational? Like, we're not good at them, like, but so we hate them, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm not good at Call of Duty, as is proven by my 0.5 kill-death ratio.
Yeah, I'll
say that, like,
you never feel like you're helpless. Like, I feel helpless when I play that game. It's kind of like StarCraft 2, why I never played that shit online. Because I'm terrified about how much rapage is about to have come my way.
Right.
So I'd rather just, like, be in my own little world. Even single player for the Street Fighter games, I cannot get past that Rufus guy. And I got so fucking pissed at the game. I mean, I was going ape shit over it. And it's a tough game to play, dude. Even on easy levels, it's tough. You either know the game or you don't.
Yeah, and I just don't care to learn the game at all. So, I hate that. That's about it, though.
You know, another one, like, for some reason, is Madden. Like, I recognize that they're good football games, but, like, the thing that pisses me off about that series is they never improve the presentation of it. And they, like, remove features. They remove features that people like. They add in new shit every year that no one gives a fuck about. And it's just like, dude, just make the game solid and then add awesome presentation to it.
They've improved the presentation so much in the past two Maddens.
It's just like,
They got rid of that stupid radio announcer and added in Chris.
It's still years behind. Look at, exactly, I was going to bring that up. 2K5, you have ESPN Sports presentation with Chris Berman. And even, like, the halftime show was awesome. It showed, like, clips of you, like, running and he, like, analyzed it. I mean, this is, like, 2K5 shit. And they can't do that right now? That's bullshit.
The reason they don't do it is because they don't have
and
to.
It was new for 20
You guys are talking about parts of the game you just hit A and skipped. Like, you saw it once, it was great, you skip it every other time.
No, I don't. I like that part, dude. It's fun.
I love
that.
I never skip that. That was, to me, that's why
for
I like
Madden noobs like yourself, of course you skip them. You're freaking 80.
That's right, because I have other games to play, you know? My season is, you know, 19 or whatever games long.
I like the presentation.
If I win the Super Bowl, I don't want to see them hold up the trophy and say, "You won the Super Bowl." How about some interviews with the players?
You got to meet Obama in the new one.
Fuck.
Whoa, Jeff, you're talking about your
there was like they had this like tailored speech for every team too when you won.
That was cool, but that was one aspect. I mean, and that was a small aspect. I mean, how long did it take that guy to honestly do that? One day's worth of stuff, you know? I feel like the presentation, like, when you look at sports games and presentation, when you look at, like, the actual, like, game, like, when you're hearing it during the game, the soccer games are the best, I think. But, I mean, you take that type of, like, you know, great quality of presentation there, and then you add it to Madden, and then you add that 2K5 aspect with,
like, sports and stuff. Wait, did you play Madden 2007?
Where's Chris Berman? Don't they have they have the ESPN license, don't they?
I don't think they do. Do they? I know 2K5 did. That's for a fact. So
I know they did. I remember Chris Berman. That was awesome, dude. He come in at halftime, be like, "This is what's happening. This is fucking amazing."
That game was years. Like, I guarantee you, within the next few years of Madden, they're going to have a. Oh, look, we checked out. We got first person mode. They had first person mode in 2K5, and that was fucking. Awesome.
They loaded that game up and it was like $20.
Like, it was, and then they had exclusive rights after that bullshit. I was so pissed.
Yeah, and so now, you know, EA is
me. I do not like monopolies, especially now. Ooh, EA gets lazy. No, they get lazy, and now everyone is just, you know, I mean, all those frat fucking gamers out there, they're going to fucking just swarm right to Madden.
That's right, because it's a great game.
It's good gameplay.
Current Madden was a fantastic.
No, it's a game that it's a game
that. In fact,
it
was the best football game I have ever played.
Because it had no competition, dude. Let it have a fucking competition. I guarantee you.
That's the NFL's fault, though.
Yeah, no, I do blame the NFL. Yeah. But I guarantee you that if NFL 2K5, just like when you look at NBA Live, how it got fucking killed by NBA 2K11, because 2K Sports gives a fuck about the fucking consumer. EA Sports with the Madden franchise does not. It's the same.
They don't have to care.
Yeah. They don't, because you got people like Napo who have Madden Day off, and, like, they get fucking all excited for that shit, dude.
Yep. It's a great game. I don't know what your guys' problem with it is.
My problem
it's not a bad game. I'm just saying that, dude. They're shafting you. They know that they have your money already. They're not working for it whatsoever. They just update their rosters.
That's what I want. I'm gonna buy it every year until
exactly.
They give me something that I don't
but
like. So
if they
what's
had
wrong
with that? Because dude, if they had some competition, they might make it better. Wouldn't you want to play a better game if they had some competition?
I like what I got. I mean, what difference does it make?
The gameplay is fine. I think the gameplay in Madden is fine. My problem with it is they don't do anything outside of that.
If you're content with it, good for you. I mean, obviously they're doing something right, but I'm not content with paying, you know, $60 every year because they don't have any competition and they're just fucking shafting us, you know?
I want to feel like I'm playing broadcast NFL. I don't want to feel like I'm just playing a football game, like a video game. Like, I think that's something that they could have done 20 years ago.
Wait, what do you mean broadcast NFL? Like,
the presentation. I want announcers like coming in. I want to see sideline reporters with their titties hanging out. I want to see, you know, I want like NCAA. They did a really good one in 2005. They cut the shots of the fans, and you could create your own fans. And
I've already told you about that.
Stadium.
2005 was a good year for football, according to.
Oh yeah, it was. Madden was good that year. I mean.
Oh yeah, they
What we're forgetting here is that they have to do one of these games every year, and every time you switch console cycles, you have to start over from the beginning.
No, they're being so lazy.
So, I mean,
Napo, no one's asking.
You're looking at 05, you're looking at like
you're a fucking fanboy.
No. Listen for a second. If you're looking at 05, you're looking at a series of games that had like a 6-year development cycle. Every year, they got a chance to improve. If you're looking at one now, I mean, they're just getting there. I think you guys are comparing games that had that extra couple years.
So you're just saying that every time that a new console comes out, that they have to start from the no, they
I think
learn
the core
from
gameplay
the other. Yeah, they have to learn from their from the other console. What are you talking about? After the first year, it should be done. Like. They should learn everything that they learned from the previous console and just move it over. Like he was saying, why did they take out the fan shots and stuff?
Let's go to Madden 2007, for example.
Oh, dear God. Let's not.
Because I played the version that was on the Xbox.
Yeah, Madden 07 was god-awful.
If you compare that version to the version that was on the Xbox 360, there are some huge differences. Like, they left out a lot of stuff. Simply because they had to recode the entire game when they were moving it to the 360. Whereas they didn't have to rewrite the entire code for the first version. So what I'm saying is, when you have a game that's had the chance to have that like development history through a console, it's going to be farther along. It's going to be improved in comparison to a game that's earlier in its development cycle on a different console.
Whatever. I think that it's retarded. I think that having no competition. It's just like they can do whatever the fuck they want, and they've got your money. Like, I don't like when a game already has your money. Like, that just for me, that's when I feel like they get lazy. You know, I feel like that's just they don't care. Madden is always going to have a guaranteed fan base because people that buy Xboxes sometimes they'll buy Xbox alone to play a Madden game.
Yep. You know? I have a friend just like that. He buys Madden and Call of Duty. And
there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you can – I mean, fucking – I don't know. I mean, if you want to play games and that's all you want to play, that's cool. But I feel that it needs competition. If it had NBA 2K – I mean, I'm sure that the contract's about to expire soon anyways because they did it.
I think this is the last year, in fact.
Yeah, so I don't know if 2K is going to want to do it, but like I'm saying,
all
like,
over. Are you kidding me?
But imagine if EA Sports did the same thing for NBA Live, okay, and they had exclusive rights to the NBA games. Now we would begin an NBA game that, you know, would just be okay, but look at what happened.
Only reason that the NFL gave the exclusive rights to EA in the first place was that Madden was selling better than 2K.
Yeah,
it was. It was the NFL wanted to go exclusive.
Right.
Yeah, but EA was to a point catching up. Like they were definitely, you know, they were on their tail. That's why Madden got scared and probably just wrapped up the exclusive deals. They're like, okay, let's get that shit done. Because I knew that year, I was like, wow, these 2K sport games are actually better. I really enjoyed that.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are worse. Look at NHL.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
NHL games.
Look at baseball.
Yeah. But
yeah, look at baseball. Anyways. 2K baseball games are awful.
Yeah, they are. But the thing is, I mean,
and then really, like, look at what I mean. They 2K lost the license. They released that football game without the license, the Legends of
All Pro Football 2K.
And from all I didn't play it, so
it's terrible.
Yeah, I heard it's terrible.
But the thing is, like, even if the competition is terrible, it gives them competition. And the other thing is, I don't care, man. They have the core gameplay intact. I think Madden, like, the gameplay is great. They just need to work on doing things outside of the gameplay. Like, they never, ever do that. It always feels like a rush job.
It does.
Well, it's a one-year development game, you know? I mean, something's going
to
be rushed.
But keep adding to it instead of cutting things and adding new things. Instead of
like,
cutting
what did they cut? I don't know what they cut that you're...
They cut stuff all the time, dude. Like, for example, a couple years ago, they had it so, like, the stadium was shaking. Now they don't even – or not the state – yeah, the stadium was shaking.
I think that was NCAA.
Oh, that was only NCAA?
Yeah, that was NCAA.
No, they did do that in 2005, I think, in Madden. You could stick the stadium shake. You could get the crowd.
Okay, I have this feeling you haven't played a Madden game in a few years.
Well, I have.
Who are you talking to? Because I've definitely played.
Oh, okay. He keeps talking about things that were cut out. Nothing has been cut out in the last, like, 3 or 4 years of Madden.
Here's the thing. I bought 08. They had weapons, and I think they cut it out of 09.
Yeah, the
and
then did they, more.
They, I did like those weapons. Those weapons.
Yeah, they didn't actually cut it out. It's still there. They just didn't make it, like, prevalent.
Well, they should prevalent that shit up, dude.
No. And then they added the rewind feature. Is the rewind feature still in there?
Yeah,
rewind is still there, yes.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
See, everything's still there. Stupid. It's hidden. They cut shit out.
No, you just don't know how to use it.
We're just saying that the presentation is shit-tacular. I need to see a Home Depot thing, and they have to be disgusting the fucking game. I mean, there's no reason why they came and get live footage from, like, when they were talking about it, you know,
what if instead of taking the gameplay, they spent a year working on the audio? Just how the commentators, like,
exactly.
Shit.
I don't want to play.
I mean, how long is it going to take? They've had it for 25 years. The gameplay should be pretty much set. I mean, why do they keep tweaking?
Exactly.
I don't know. They can actually run block now for the first time.
Oh, like anyone fucking runs blocks, dude.
Oh, I do all the time now.
Fucking
whatever.
Just agree with us, dude.
No.
You're a fucking idiot. All right, Chris.
I'm not saying he's an idiot. I'm just saying I agree with you.
All right.
Napo's such a noob.
Well, thank you for that question, Gigalot. One question ran for a half hour. So
I guess we don't have any time for any more listener mail. Sorry.
Fortunately, there is none.
Tens. Of emails.
So, shoot us an email at perfectlysane@vagary.tv. Follow us on Twitter, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's nice.
Hit up watch, you know, not watch, because we're podcasts, so you listen to it. Listen to, the other Vagary podcast, and, go buy something off GoDaddy and use our code PCN5.
There you go.
So we're good. Hey, yeah, and Jeff expects responses to our Madden discussion.
Yeah, no, so, no, yeah, no, being lazy to this week, listeners.
Yep, and listen to the movie, dudes. All right, bye.